this episode, we will talk about incidence matrix, loop matrix, and fundamental circuit matrix. So this is all about matrices. What is incidence matrix and how we can make it? Before that, we have to understand two terms. First is incident and second is orientation. Incident means number of branches attached to a node, and orientation means their direction. Are they away from the node or toward the node? Incidence matrix is of order N cross B, where N is equal to nodes and B equal to branches. The element aij equal to 1 if branch j is away from node I, and it is equal to minus 1 if branch j is toward the node I, and it would be 0 if not attached or incident to the matrix. When you will make incidence matrix, you will see that sum of all the elements in any column is equal to 0. Hence, any one row of the complete incidence matrix can be obtained by algebraic manipulation of other rows. So we can remove any one row. When a tree is selected for the graph, incidence matrix is obtained by replacing a column, such that first n-1 column corresponds to twigs and last b minus n-1 in bracket branches corresponds to the links of the tree. With the help of incidence matrix, we can calculate the number of total trees of a graph. Let the transpose of the incidence matrix A be 8 transpose. Number of possible trees equal to determinant of A into A transpose. So just multiply the incidence matrix with its own transpose and take out the determinant, and the result would be the answer of our number of possible trees. So that's all about incidence matrix. Now we will talk about loop matrix or circuit matrix. When graph is given, we can tell which branch is in which loop or circuit. Alternatively, if loop matrix or a circuit matrix is given, we can reconstruct the graph. B equal to number of branch and N equal to number of nodes. Then this matrix have B columns and as many rows as there are loop. Element Aij is equal to 1 if branch j is on the loop and in the same direction as of loop, and element Aij is equal to minus 1 if the direction is opposite of the loop. Direction of branch is opposite of the direction of the loop. And element Aij is equal to 0 if branch j is not in loop I. The direction of loops are assumed in either clockwise or anti-clockwise direction. What is fundamental circuit or a tie set, and its matrix called fundamental circuit matrix? So take a graph, select a tree, remove all the links and replace one link. So the result would be a tie set or a fundamental circuit. It is also called as F circuit. Direction of tie set is direction of connecting link. Number of tie sets equal to number of links equal to B minus N minus 1. Similarly, depending upon direction, we can write matrix called fundamental circuit matrix. There is an orthogonal relationship between matrix A and matrix B, where B is F circuit matrix and A is reduced incidence matrix. The relation is A into b transpose equal to 0 or b into a transpose equal to 0. This is called orthogonal relationship. In next episode, we will talk about Kurtz set matrix.